Thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra, where you can find information on auto insurance, employer and ERISA policies, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, and much, much more. This is your car accident radio channel. Talking About You with Estra's radio show welcomes you. Call the show today at 718-766-4385 with your questions, comments, or car accident experiences. I'm listening to what you have to say about your journey. And you never need to travel this path alone. You can read, watch, or listen with me at any time. Can Social Security disability stop benefits just as any other insurance carrier? Yes, they can. But there are rules to follow. Is the process always implemented correctly? I should say not. Therefore, check but verify is important in these circumstances. What is the difference between SSDI and private insurance carriers? Laws for justice protect SSDI policyholders, whereas Wall Street intercepts fair and equitable settlements via congressional lobbyists. Thank you for joining me for Social Security Disability Series 1, Section 3, from Seattle, Washington, USA. Today's Talking About You with Estra Series agenda includes talking about how far does SSDI money go, Medicare, COBRA, and Obamacare, living outside the United States, and Title 2 and Title 16, where you can read it for yourself. When the average disabled person only receives their SSDI check for approximately $1,200 a month, out of which Medicare insurance, prescription drugs, plus health insurance to cover the cost Medicare doesn't pay, most are starting off with a serious deficit. And who ends up with this $1,200 a month? Wall Street. Most disabled are just an intermediary before the money moves on. Have you noticed the number of senior housing projects popping up all over the country? They look exactly alike and are built as high to help them reach heaven. Can you tell me how seniors will get down all those flights of stairs in case of an emergency? There is little interest in their needs, but just another corporate investment from the government, from my perspective. Do most even have enough food, utilities, or personal amenities? It would be nice to see Wall Street live off $1,200 a month, for perhaps if they had to spend a year living this way, they would reconsider their actions of moving American jobs and investments overseas for more money instead of rebuilding the country who gave their forefathers and foremothers their break, which makes their life comfortable. When you don't take care of your own U.S. family, will anyone else believe you have their interest at heart? And when will that bubble burst? How far would the disabled or those retired be financially without decades of wage stagnations for the profit of Wall Street investors? Less likely to be destined for living in poverty. The way our systems were designed are no longer valid for the days in which we live. Employers no longer consider employees to be the assets for their development. From my perspective, they can easily be replaced by younger, cheaper, or overseas personnel. First, one, our education systems, because we were not future thinking enough to see the impact, at least from a Main Street perspective. And now we have a dumbed down America for the profits of a few. And what about the recession that took away from Main Street and distributed to Wall Street? Has yet to be returned in terms of a decent living condition for the 99%. Frankly, it will only be with each of us deciding to take a stand for equality, not only in words, but in action, to allow fairness and justice to return in some visible sign to make a difference for future generations. So how far will $1,200 a month go for disabled? Most will have a hard time making it past the first week of each month, far into their futures. Many find ways of survival anyhow, struggling along with or without assistance, or find state or federal programs to help fill in the gaps. Should people living in a first world country be expected to lead their lives daily in this way? I would think not. The Board of Directors of Social Security Disability should be more progressive in helping disabled receive benefits from their employer benefits through ERISA. ERISA is congressional legislation passed to help Main Street receive fair compensation from employers after injury or sickness. But it does just the opposite. How often do we hear about something added at the bottom of a law coming out of Congress in support of Wall Street? Frankly, way too often. From my perspective, ERISA may have started out with the goal of helping Main Street, but after lobbyist input, hurts them. How do these employers get away with only paying 20% of the policy value, if that much? Who came up with this idea? Why is Wall Street offered a pass while Main Street is given the boot, so to speak? When equality of Wall Street is given to Main Street, America will be much closer to a just society. Many SSDI recipients do not have the knowledge, skill, or resources to stand for those other ERISA benefits. Why would private employers' standards for disability be different from Social Security disabilities? And why would they be allowed to pay only that 20%, if that? Where are the people who have the power and resources to stand up against injustices for those who do not? One person's problems today may be yours tomorrow. Until we move towards fairness in settlements and benefits for policyholders who sign up with the belief of protection and later find out information in the fine print is there to take it away. It would be interesting to see if people of color and women are denied their benefits more often than their white counterparts. In fact, review what the difference in payouts or denied benefits along these lines would be an interesting comparison. Americans are survivors. Young and old disabled still have a lot of fight. Knowledge and experience on how to fight in today's technological monopolistic trends means retooling how impacts are made. Personally, I believe no matter what is happening in life, we all have something to share. We must do our best to continue to make improvements regardless of current physical or mental conditions. Frankly, if we are upon the earth, there is something for us to do, and we must continue to seek out answers. So take that $1,200 a month and be as creative as possible. Never give up hope. And spend time on goals outside of making it through the month. This will help you remember life is more than just survival. Your dreams are still inside of you, ready to be brought forth. Continue to support insured civil rights. This legislation will help public and private policyholders receive fair and equitable benefits by providing protections when claims are filed with insurance carriers. In previous generations, Medicare was a great option for retirees and disabled. Physicians were compassionate and took them as patients not because they would make money, but as a part of contributing to society and helping those most in need. Medical costs were not as high as today, so most received some payment for their time. Then somehow, physicians lost their place as the most important person in the lives of their patients. Health insurance began making the decisions who would receive medical services and who would not. Medicare, which is a public insurance company, by the way, decided the cost they would pay physicians today is not competitive with what it costs to deliver the services. Therefore, their refusal, that's the physicians, to accept Medicare patients have left many disabled without the care they need. On the other hand, employees at the beginning of their disability and choosing COBRA, which is an employer insurance benefit now paid by the policyholder, will quickly get injured into the poorhouse if trouble is not already knocking at their door due to the expenses when leaving the workforce and no future wages on the horizon. Expensive health care costs, especially when needing them most, leave many people going without care in order to survive. For most, it's more practical to sign up for Obamacare due to cost and restrictions on insurance carriers' actions against policyholders. Frankly, this is a start for insured civil rights legislation, although it does not go far enough from my perspective. At least there is some accountability for insurance companies. Now, only in the start of the second year, these carriers are already raising rates by 15% to 20%, especially after making significant profits last year. This is only one example why policyholder protections are needed through the industry. Healthcare is not the only sector of insurance who do what is important for investors and not necessarily policyholders. Frankly, power should be returned to policyholders, not insurance companies or physicians. When the injured are the ones making decisions regarding their care, and it's not dependent on whether insurance companies can decide what is best for them or a physician making their choice, in my opinion, a more equitable and fair system emerges. As citizens, we cannot fall asleep on the matters that are currently affecting America. Otherwise, without action and input, the U.S. you've grown up and loved may end up being sold out to other countries, and the American dream may be going out of existence for Main Street. Keep your eyes on Congress. Most of the legislation they are currently working on do nothing for Main Street. Be watchful of their actions dealing with Social Security disability insurance funds. It matters what they change and how it will impact all of us. Many Americans live outside the United States without any consideration about their income being stopped. This is not true for people receiving SSDI. You are able to visit for a period of time, but must return at least for a short period. For many, having only $1,200 a month to live on, being able to look globally at a location where you could live at least at middle-class levels, in my opinion, would be a tremendous improvement for the disabled who are now relegated to poverty. Surveillance by Social Security may happen more than the injured realize. In fact, they may employ many of the same people that private insurance carriers use. The Social Security Administration works with Office of Inspector General under the Cooperative Disability Investigation Group known as CDI, with state and local police, along with local Social Security offices. This is why it's important to select an SSA office which respects the disabled, are open and honest in their assessment of claims, and do not take advantage of poor people with limited knowledge or skills. After the recession, this task force has grown from 10 to 25 offices nationally so far. And who is behind this initiative? It will be interesting to see its place in history. We certainly haven't seen this type of crackdown on Wall Street, even though they are the reason for the latest recession. And let's not forget Congress's participation. Frankly, by reading Title II and Title 16 for yourself, you are less inclined to allow others to take advantage of you. For example, if at some point SSDI benefits are taken away and an SSA employee says, "Just sign here on the bottom line and we'll restore your benefits," think twice about what they're attempting to do. Having no income for months typically is destructive for most people who are disabled. In fact, I'm sure a lot of them don't survive it, and this is intentional. And, unfortunately, SSA employees are not being honest with you of their motives in these kind of cases. Most people in this situation are already having enough difficulties in life. Troubles with public insurance carriers in some cases can be contributed to private insurance not wanting to pay out their fair share. Harassment is used in such instances in hopes of getting injured to release claims. Many of these people hired by insurance carriers to perform intimidation tactics work at second jobs where disabled tend to frequent. In some locations, they do not necessarily need the entire organization, although in some cases this might be probable. If individuals are employed where you bank, who you receive your mail from, restaurants you frequent, casinos you go to, grocery stores where you shop, where you purchase clothing, where medical services are received, and yes, this list is endless. If these types of things are being done to you, I suspect it is happening to many other policyholders. The key is being aware that today's insurance carriers, whether public or private, are not always looking out for the policyholder, and therefore you must look out for yourself and others too. When information about the treatment of people injured in collision is shared, this creates an awareness and a willingness for people to get involved in taking action on insured civil rights legislation being approved. As I've said before, when Main Street is treated like Wall Street, we will have come a long way towards equality for all. Therefore, be aware that surveillance by Social Security disability does occur. Does this mean to change who you are? In my opinion, absolutely not. Be who you are and continue to improve the only life which you have been given. It takes a great deal to be approved by this agency, and you've gone through a lot to get there. So why the scrutiny now? Does this create savings for Wall Street? Wall Street should not be running a program designed for Main Street. Frankly, the goals for Wall Street do not meet the needs for Main Street. Perceptions are not the same in most cases. Isn't it amazing that now Wall Street wants to throw Main Street under the bus? They seek to take away benefits from the poorest and needy. And why would Social Security Administration help them? It's each person's responsibility to stand up for the rights and benefits many in past generations have fought for. It should be the 99%'s goal to improve and strive to make Social Security disability better for those who come after us. There is no time to sleep, otherwise programs will fall by the wayside and become like many government contracts which go to Wall Street. If considering visiting outside the United States, learn about any Social Security disability restrictions. And remember, fighting for change in policies is an option. Advocacy is one of the greatest rights we still have in the United States. Learning rights under Title II and Title 16 for yourself means basic knowledge about rights cannot easily be manipulated by anyone. Calling the person out and being able to say you know that that's not in Title II or ask them to show you where it is will provide protections and advocacy for you. One thing is for sure, the key is to stand up for rights and benefits. This will also help others in similar positions. In my opinion, Social Security disability benefits are under attack due to economic conditions. Using an online search engine to find Title II Social Security Administration or Title 16 Social Security Administration will provide helpful and legitimate links. Make sure that you are looking at one of their links, though. That's really important. Also, make sure to go out to Estra's Car Accident blog. You'll find several articles out there on Social Security. Personally, you'll find experience and knowledge there together. Always remember there are hundreds of Estra brand car accident information and support tools at your disposal, and many of them are free to use. Select Estra's Car Accident playlist out on YouTube, which contains 11 free videos to show many of the experiences that can be encountered after a collision. Taking on unfair practices of major corporations can make it difficult for policyholders to access legitimate links. Therefore, do not hesitate to type in the link yourself online. For example, if you go out to YouTube, you used to be able to type Estra and all of the links would come up. Now, harassers have added many new Estras out there and some of the links are now buried. So make sure to type in Estra's Car Accident or Estra Seattle to find legitimate links. Tools are important in being able to work through the process of getting through a collision. And my book, Car Accident by Estra, shares those personal experiences of being involved in several collisions. And it provides helpful insights into by-stepping pitfalls most injured often don't think about until they've been taken advantage of. So this is a must-read book. You'll also find the 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes, and it's available for support and encouragement. It's a great as a gift or personal use. The 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner for an organized approach to documenting your collision is available all year round. So make sure to stop by my official car accident site for additional information. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Esther, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. You can read, listen, or watch topics which will help you make more informed decisions. And you are always welcome at legitimate Estra site. Thank you for listening today, because it is only with your continued knowledge about the insurance industry, self-insured employer insurance programs, long-term disability, and our topic today of Social Security disability, can we make a difference in creating insured civil rights laws and legislations which can make this more fair and equitable for policyholders. I also want to thank Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the song Midnight Run by OK. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. So be sure to take 3 minutes and tell us about how you've been affected. Take a moment to take the Social Security survey. Let's meet back here next Monday, which is our new day and our new time at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up.